Well, let's welcome our first guest this evening, Lassan Cromer, who's barely been in Melbourne for 2 weeks, coming in, of course, for Ramon Moore, who's out for the rest of the season with a calf injury. Lassan, thanks so much for your time tonight. Have your feet touched the ground yet? Are you over your jet lag?
Yeah, I think so. I've been here for like a week plus, so feeling a lot better, getting more comfortable with everything. It's pretty good.
Did you get time to get over your jet lag when you first arrived? Because you were sort of straight into it.
Not when I first arrived. I think it was like 24 hours or 36 hours before like the first game. But after that, I got a good week of practice and stuff like that, and I got really acclimated with the team and the city, so I got better afterwards.
Now, we know the story with Ramon Moore's injury, but tell us about how you ended up in Melbourne. Who first approached you about it, and where were you at with your basketball career? Who were you playing with or not playing with at the time?
I was in the Greece team called Prometheus Patra. I was there for maybe like a month and a half, and you know, the situation there, you know, got changed up. So got in touch with my agent, and he was able to reach out to me and for this opportunity to come out here in Melbourne.
So was it just sort of perfect timing that they were looking for a player and you're available?
I think so, yeah.
So obviously you were match fit and ready to go.
Yeah. You know, I was in mid season and been playing, was in shape and everything. So it wasn't like a huge surprise to come in and start practicing and playing and stuff. But just immediately off the plane was a little different.
So, I mean, you've played in, what, Hungary, Greece, different places around Europe in the NBA D League as well. Had you ever joined a team more than halfway through a season?
I've done it last year. Second half of the season, I was in a team in Kavala in Greece. Like, I played the second half in my season in Greece last year.
I must imagine it must be enormously difficult when, you know, these guys, most of them have been playing together for a full season. You're coming in fresh, and especially for Melbourne United's perspective, fighting for a finals postseason spot.
I mean, it's a little different. Like, guys have been playing together for the whole season, and some of them, you know, a year plus. So I'm just trying to come in and trying to be like a sponge and soak in as much information I can in a short amount of time so I can help the team out any chance I can, you know, trying to reach the playoffs and reach the team's ultimate goal.
I imagine, was it a bit of a quick crash course in terms of learning about the league and the team that you were, you know, joining?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I had to learn about the league, the team I was joining, and just, you know, just the city overall. It's my first time in Australia. So, you know, the coaches really helped me out, the players, you know, everybody in the whole organization helped me. I tried to get my underneath me so I can understand how everything works around here.
And how are you finding Melbourne? I'm guessing you haven't had a lot of downtime to really explore and enjoy it.
A little bit, you know, it's kind of different being, it's January and it's hot, so I had time to go to the beach and, you know, see how it is a little bit and walk around the city, and it's not too bad. I like it.
Did you know much, or had you met or played with or against any of your Melbourne United teammates?
I played against Ramon back in college a couple of times. That's the only person that I played against. And Josh Bourne was an alumni from my university at UConn, so I was a little familiar with that.
Yeah, and also played in a championship with Connecticut in 2004. You played in 2014. What was that experience like?
It was great. You know, was one of the teams that wasn't expected that we'd go as far as we did. You know, we upset a lot of teams, and the whole atmosphere just. It was in Texas, like maybe like 100,000 fans, and just winning it and having your family and friends and fans there and winning for your school was a great opportunity, one of the highlights of my basketball career.
Because you started at George Washington University, so how did you end up moving from that college to, you know, a storied college in the Huskies?
I was at George Washington at first, and my sophomore year I got hurt and wasn't allowed to play for the whole season. So I had a year of eligibility left. So after my senior year, I was granted to play a fifth year. And any school I transferred to, I was able to play right away because I've already graduated college. And UConn was one of the best situations for me. And, you know, fortunate, it was a great situation.
And so did you speak to Ramon Moore? Like, I know you said you played against him in college. Did you speak to him before you came here?
No, I didn't. I mean, everything happened so fast, you know. We didn't have a chance to even do too much. But when I got here, you know, we talked a little bit and stuff like that.
So you needed to suit up for the final seven games to qualify for the playoffs. That didn't mean that you would get a lot of court time. You have, which must mean that the coach has a lot of faith in you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to gain his trust every day in practice. Learn the system, and trying to be ready as possible to try to help the team out in any situation. So just trying to build my teammates' trust and even the coach's trust as the season goes on, and trying to help out.
You were quoted as saying when you arrived here that at the end of the day it's basketball, you know how to play it, but is the hardest thing, learning the new systems and also the chemistry with your teammates?
A little bit. All that just takes time, just playing on the court together, just knowing guys' habits and what the system is. It doesn't take, too long for just to put things to click or try to gel in. But, if I go out there and play hard and give effort, that's going to solve a lot of problems.
Do you feel like it was an opportunity lost against the Brisbane Bullets the other night?
Say it again.
Do you feel like you lost? There was an opportunity there that went begging against the Brisbane Bullets on the road. Jermaine Beal, their import, had been cut. They weren't going so well themselves. You guys fighting for a top four position. Do you feel like that there was an opportunity there to get a win on the road that you guys let slip?
They came out and played very well. They played, it was a great team that night. They played hard. They played well, and unfortunately we came out there, we didn't have the result that we wanted, but our goal is to win every game that we go out and play and give effort, and that night Brisbane was a better team, and they gave it to them that night.
Well, Melbourne struggled on the road a little bit lately. Have you spoken about a reason as to why that is? Why you haven't travelled so well?
Not yet. We have a practice tomorrow, so I'm sure we're going to come with a game plan and make sure and try to retune everything, make sure we're in good shape heading to our next game in Perth.
Yeah, that's Saturday night. Huge game in the context of the season. In terms of the season head-to-head, I think it's 2-1, plus 6 points in favour of the Wildcats. And the NBL's a little bit different, isn't it, that you play out to the final buzzer because of that, which is maybe a little bit different to what you've experienced elsewhere.
We're just trying to... right now we're just going to go through practice and, try to come up with a game plan and try to make sure we, execute our plays and our game plan going into Perth. And, we're going to go there fighting and, give our effort and then hopefully, come out with a win.
So Perth have an import called Bryce Cotton, who, a little bit like you, came in late to the season, not quite as late as you, but have you taken notice of some of the imports that are in a similar situation to you and how they're going across the league?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of guys coming in, having great success with the team and helping them out, any way as they can, so my situation here, I'm just trying to, help out the team as much as possible as I can.
Well, there's a lot of pressure, obviously, but thankfully Melbourne United are giving you time to find your feet. Hopefully that's against the Wildcats in Perth on Saturday night. Lassan, do you have a nickname at all?
Not really. Just my people call me L, Lassan or San. No, nothing crazy.
Because in Australia we love to give people nicknames, and especially if you deliver a killer blow or a thunderous dunk. How do you feel about the nickname Crowbar?
Say it again?
How do you feel about the nickname Crowbar?
Crowbar.
like a metal bar you use, say, if you're trying to jimmy something, open up a door or a car or something.
I mean, if it has a good ring to it and the timing is right, then, hey, go on and use it.
Well, hopefully that timing is this Saturday night against the Wildcats. Lassan, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
He's a good sport, is Lassan Crowbar. You can't underestimate the sort of pressure that you're under when an import's gone down injured or has been cut to make an impact straight away, especially when you see Casper Ware, Kevin Dillard and Bryce Cotton having immediate impacts and not just having an impact but changing the fortunes of their team. Perth and New Zealand right in the hunt in terms of the postseason. Speaking of the postseason, Rowan Short will discuss all NBL issues next, players coming and going and retiring, and of course the makeup of the top four. Apart from the 36ers sitting on top of the NBL ladder, five games ahead of their nearest rival, every other position is up for grabs. It's an absolute cracker. For Dodo Power and Gas and Europe Car,